What endures? Platform obligations, patient science, and an honest correction. The day's disparate threads resolve into a cleaner picture than they first appear. The Amazon tax debate and the Meta trial are variations on the same underlying question. What obligations attach to platforms when they become infrastructure? When a market mechanism grows so dominant that sellers cannot opt out, or when a design choice becomes so pervasive that users cannot avoid its effects, the question of whether those are purely commercial decisions or something closer to public utility decisions will be litigated in courts and legislatures for the next decade. On the technology side, the bimodal AI adoption finding from Linear reframes the inference hardware race. The Cerebras CS4 story matters not just as a chip announcement, but because AI tool adoption is not solely a model quality problem, it is also an infrastructure problem. Reducing the activation energy for AI assistance requires inference to be fast and cheap enough that AI becomes the default path rather than the effortful one. The Finger Protocol's survival, the 1971 Unix tool that predates the web by 2 decades and reportedly still runs on maintained servers, offers a counterpoint. Technically simple, decentralized systems can outlast entire commercial booms built around replacing them. The science stories, Palomar's formal verification registry, the decade-long fly-wire connectome project, London's multi-year ULES experiment, are reminders that not everything important moves at startup speed. Patient, institutional investment in rigor produces results that faster cycles cannot, and the HN community consistently rewards projects where someone went unreasonably deep on a problem that most institutions would not fund. The closing correction is offered without equivocation. On May 18th, the show repeated a claim that Ukraine had reportedly hit Russian ships in the Caspian Sea. The Caspian Sea is landlocked and far from any Ukrainian operational theater. No credible reporting supported the claim. It appears to have been fabricated or seriously mistaken information, and it was repeated without sufficient scrutiny. The error is named here because audiences deserve to know when analysts get things wrong, and this one was a genuine failure of fact-checking.